the mitzvah mishloach manas, shalach manas, has to be done dafka by day. A person should wait till after Netzach Kamo before he does the mitzvah mishloach manas. However, there isn't, you know, zizim matim in the mitzvah. You should do it earlier on in the day, not later on. Like any mitzvah, you're supposed to do it zizim matim. The mitzvah is to send two manas, two portions to one individual. Send one person two portions. There is a misconception which has become stuck in people's head that the definition of two portions is two brachos. It's clear in the Shulchan Aruch that it's not like that. The Shulchan Aruch discusses two cuts of meat be considered two manas. So obviously, as far as I know, you make a shahakal on both parts of the meat, so therefore it's one bracha, but apparently it's acceptable for two manas. The discussion is, if it's from the same type of animal, it's not considered one, two portions, maybe it's different cuts. If it's one's roast and one's baked, but apparently that's not the definition. So it has to be two manas. The two manas should be something which is able to be eaten. It has to be something which is ready to eat. The Aruch HaShulchan points out it should be according to the talmud of the person who's receiving it. It should be something, should not be something small. It should be something of some significance. We always had in yeshiva, the one nut and the one raisin. You know, that was the shulchan manas. It was a nut and a raisin. That Aruch HaShulchan says you shouldn't do that. It should be something of some chashivas to what you're sending. The person, even though it's called shalach manas, there is a chachila person should do it with a shliach. A person does not need to do it with a shliach. For the average, you guys, even without a shliach, it's not that a shliach is a cousin is kosher to use it. Even a cousin is not kosher for shliach. It's not a parsha of shliach. It's a delivery service. A person would send shalach manas to ilum shame. People are not aware who. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that you're not yotzei. According to the definition of shalach manas, the purpose is to engender ava between members of Klal Yisrael. I don't know who sent it. They haven't accomplished that. The person who said shalach manas, the ilum shame, anonymously, to make sure that if you send it, the person's not home, you leave your name on it. You leave some type of indication that you dropped it off. The shalach manas, the minimum is to be given. If you want to give it beyond that, let's say you give it to an ani. So you cannot be yoshe shalach manas and matanas of yarim with the same thing. But if you're giving food to an ani beyond the minimum requirement, you could use that for matanas of yarim. But the minimum requirement, even if you're giving it to an ani, you cannot use mos meiser for. You cannot use mos meiser for the mitzvah of matanas of yarim or shalach manas. That which you add extra beyond your minimum requirement, you could use the money of meiser for. Have a good morning.